Beginning of Chapter 5, Structure of the Golden Aged World that Follows the Great Destruction. Section, Specialities of the Golden Age. The meaning of the Golden Age is that all forms of material happiness, happiness of the soul, intellect, mind, relationships, and all other forms of happiness are present. All of the very best things that exist in this world will be there in their purest, perfect form, the form in which they give the greatest happiness. Your body, mind, wealth, the climate, and all attainments will be in their ultimate, perfect form. This is why it is called the Golden Age. There will be one happy and perfect family. The king and the people are all equal, even though there are different types of status. All live as a family. No one will say that this one is a servant. There will be positions and there will be work, but there will not be the feeling of someone being a servant. Just as in a family, in all relationships, there will be the pleasure of happiness. It is a happy family, a powerful family, complete with all forms of greatness. In the Golden Age, because of monarchy and the right to the kingdom, the people are always full with all forms of wealth, always overflowing with every commodity, and always in the royalty of kingship in every birth. Each one has all attainments in life. The attainments will be serving from all sides. No one has any desires for attainments, but all attainments will desire that their masters are served. In all directions, the mines of all treasures will be full. Every treasure will be ready to give its own form of happiness. The bugles of constant happiness will automatically be played. There will be musical instruments decorated with diamonds and jewels. They will be natural instruments that will require no effort to play. You will just touch them with your finger and they will play. You will wear very beautiful clothes. Your costume will be according to your activity and location. You will wear many different clothes and many varieties of jewelry. There will be many different kinds of crowns and jewelry, but they will not be heavy. They will be lighter than cotton wool. They will be real gold and studded with diamonds that give off rays of all colors when hit by light. From one diamond, many colors will emerge. Just as you use different colored lights, they will use diamonds to produce a variety of colorful lights. There, Lakshmi and Narayan are the emperor and empress, the masters of the Golden Age. In their childhood, they will be Radhe and Krishna. Such an elevated reward must definitely have been given to them by the Creator of Heaven. In Heaven, there will be constant happiness. The family tree of deities will first be small and then grow. The population of the kingdom of the deities will be very small. It will be called the world of immortality. Lakshmi and Narayan have two arms each, and they are called the incarnation of Vishnu. The dynasty of Vishnu continues. They are called Mahalakshmi and Narayan. In the Golden Age, people have a pure family life, and this is why in the temple of Narayan, they show the four-armed image. The land of Lakshmi and Narayan is called the land of Vishnu. The word Vaishnav is derived from the word Vishnu. The deities were Vaishnavs. Vaishnavs are defined as pure. Lakshmi and Narayan are always cheerful and smiling. Smiling is not the same as laughing out loud. By remaining cheerful and smiling, there is incognito happiness. Loud laughter is unrefined. It is best simply to smile. In the golden age, there is no sorrow, but there is a difference between wealthy and less wealthy people. In the world today, both the poor and the wealthy are in sorrow. Whereas there, people of all levels of wealth will be happy. There will be differences, but no one will have sorrow. In the golden age, they show the dance of Krishna. Certainly, the princes and princesses will dance together, but the subjects cannot interact with the members of the royal family. In the golden age, everyone has a golden spoon in their mouth. In the place called the land of truth, there is no form of falsehood. In heaven, there is both peace and happiness. Happiness depends on wealth, and in heaven, there's a lot of wealth. Because of wealth, there are aeroplanes, huge palaces, and all forms of luxury. There is wealth, peace, and completely healthy bodies. The deities enjoy all attainments, which is why it is called the world of happiness. Purity, peace, happiness, everything is there. There is only one religion. The world is completely pure, which is why it is called Shivalaya. Just as the king and queen are pure, so are all the subjects. Everything in the golden age will be new. The lighting will all seem natural due to new scientific inventions. Technological advancement in this world will be used there. Every palace will have its own helicopter, which can be flown by pressing a button. All machines will be foolproof. No mechanism will ever go wrong. You will reach your school or place of pleasure in a second. In the golden age, there is one religion and one language. Multiplicities of religions and languages will not exist there. There will be only the ancient, original religion of the deities. This land of Bharat will enjoy unbroken rule from one divine couple, Lakshmi and Narayan. Only the people of Bharat will exist. There will be one sovereignty, one religion, and one language, which are currently being established at this time of the confluence age. Therefore, in that place, there will be one direction, the kingdom of the emperor and empress. The golden age is ruled by emperors and empresses, whereas the rulers of the silver age are called kings and queens. From the time of the copper age, the path of sin begins. All people are righteous souls in the golden age. Such spiritually developed souls are pure. In the golden age, it will be the kingdom of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan, and in the silver age, the kingdom of Rama and Sita. The age of Sri Krishna is not separate. In fact, he is the lord of Vaikunth. In heaven, no one is impure so as to need a guru for purification. The parents wash the feet of their own children and place them upon the throne. Here a guru is required for salvation, but there all people are in the state of salvation. The golden age is a very small world. Here there are 8.4 million species. There will not be so many. There will be no devotion, renunciation, or disinterest in heaven. The golden age is also said to be our sweet home because the deities are extremely sweet. There is peace as well as the happiness of the fortune of the kingdom. Deities are always healthy and wealthy. They are rulers whose power extends over the entire globe. Because the soul is pure, it receives a pure body. The people are called deities. They are pure, so they have both health and wealth. In the Golden Age, there are no courts, no jails, no judges or lawyers, etc., because no one commits any criminal act. All are civilized. There are no illnesses, no hospitals, and no doctors. Everything is perfectly clean. There are people to clean the streets, but no one is called a sweeper. There are cremators there, but no one is classified as such. Over there, the body has no value. It is just placed in an electric machine and instantly destroyed. They do not carry any biers to place in the rivers. And no one will have to pick up the body and take it anywhere. Such troublesome activities do not exist there. In the Golden Age, when someone takes a new body, there will be the new blood of the new generation. Here, the body is old and the blood is also old. Therefore, in this world, there is no new blood. Krishna will have those features there, but those same features will not recur at any other time in the cycle. Then, when the Golden Age comes again, he will receive the same identical features. In each life, each one receives separate individual features. The features in the Golden Age are naturally beautiful. You can see here how some children have birth defects in which they are crippled and stunted. All sorts of things happen. Nothing like that will occur in the Golden Age. Male deities have no beard. They are clean shaven. You can tell from the expression in the eyes and on the face whether someone is male or female. The Golden Age is called the cottage that is free from sorrow. There is no sorrow or untimely death, but rather individuals leave their bodies by their own desire. Just as you discard your old clothes according to your own desire rather than under compulsion, in the same way, you will discard the garment of your body according to your own desire. When a garment's duration is over and it becomes old, it is changed. In the same way, according to time and on reaching a certain age, they will change bodies. At the beginning of the Golden Age, there will be 900,000 righteous souls. The first day of the first month of the first year will begin. The quality of nature, people, and material positions will all be the very best. The 900,000 number one population who come at the beginning of the Golden Age should, at the very least, at this time, have the experience of the Father's love. They call Krishna a prince, so definitely he must have taken birth to a king. If he were to have taken birth to a wealthy person, he could not have been called a prince. There is the difference of day and night between the status of a king and the status of a wealthy person. However, the name of the father of Krishna is not praised so greatly. It is Krishna's name that is famous. Therefore, we cannot say that his father had a high status. He had a second-class status by which he simply became the instrument to give Krishna his birth. It is not the case that he studied to a greater extent than the soul of Krishna. No. Krishna is the one who becomes Narayan, at which point his father's name disappears. The study of the soul of Krishna was at a considerably higher level than that of his father. This is why his name is so great. In the same way, there are parents of Radhe, but Radhe's name is greater than theirs, because her parents studied to a lesser degree. At the end, the entire world will be the land of Bharat. At this time, there are many broken land masses. Everyone took their own portion of land from the great land mass of Bharat. Whatever has been taken has to be returned. Because Bharat is the great donor, everyone was given pieces of land. You will not have to ask for a piece of land. It will automatically be given. Here, they say a particular item comes from Australia or from Japan. But there, those continents will not exist. According to the drama, the things manufactured there come here to India. Wheat, etc. is imported from America. In heaven, nothing is lacking. Every object is completely pure and new. It will not be necessary to ask anyone for anything. America and England will be picnic places. There will be very few such places. They will not be the large land masses of today. When you fly your aeroplanes, you will reach your destination at a speed faster than sound. Your planes will travel at incredibly high speed. They will reach your destinations faster than the speed of a phone call. This is the reason why you will not need to make any phone calls. There will be family-sized aeroplanes as well as individual ones. Inside your palaces, there will be a line of planes. These planes will be very easy to fly. All technological machinery will be powered by atomic energy. The golden-aged sanskaras will not develop just by thinking about them or bringing them into your awareness, but by putting them into your practical life at this time. Even though you live in this world, in your eyes, you will see the scenes of the golden age. The future form that you are to adopt will repeatedly appear clearly before your very eyes. You will simply leave this costume in a moment and adopt that beautifully decorated one. You will experience this. Even during this time of the confluence age, you will experience your golden aged form. Each one of you will be revealed to yourself both as an effort maker and in the form of your reward. The golden age deities will have no desires. It is at the confluence age that through the Father all of your desires are fulfilled. This is why heaven is called the magical place of godly fruition. We begin with the new section, Effort to Claim an Elevated Status in the Golden Age. Now, the shower of knowledge, coming from the ocean of knowledge, the Father, transforms the jungle of thorns into a garden of flowers. Everything will be green and fertile. Those who are at present helping in the establishment of the new world and who are learning Raja Yoga will attain the fortune of the kingdom. The result and fruit of this easy Raja Yoga is to become kings of kings in the future, to become Narayan from an ordinary man. Shiv Baba is called Heavenly God, the Father. Anyone who hears even two of his words will definitely go to heaven. In the future, many people will listen and the whole kingdom will be established. All types of people are needed for that. It is entirely on the basis of study that one will achieve the kingdom and another will become a wealthy subject. Others will become first-class maids and servants. Some will wash the dishes, some will serve the food, and others will do the cleaning. Whoever develops saving schemes in the confluence age to accumulate an income will claim the right to be part of the royal family for many births. Whoever brings newness into their lives at this time and makes the building of their life beautiful and perfect will, on that basis, achieve the beautiful and perfect fortune of a kingdom in the new world. Those who set aside the entire old world for all time and who always make the Father their companion are the ones who will live with Krishna in the new world, in palaces on the banks of the river Jamuna. Those who have a special role in studying and teaching here are the ones who will be Krishna's classmates at school. Those who, at the confluence age, together with the Father, have done the work of harmonizing sanskaras with the Father and making them like His are the ones who will dance with Him. Those who always remain in the royalty of their purity are the ones who will come into the royal family. Their eyes would never sink into any limited attraction. They will be always decorated with ornaments. Those who are always in the stage of having all rights and never subservient to Maya are the ones who will have all the divine rights. Those who are close because of being equal will be close in relationship. To the extent that you are together now because of your closeness, so accordingly you will remain close in the soul world and have a close relationship throughout all aspects of the daily routine in heaven. Now you say, I will only talk to you. I will only play with you. I will fulfill all relationships with you alone. In future, in the early morning, you will play with him in the garden. You will dance with him. You will study in school and constantly keep meeting. Then, later, you will rule the kingdom together. Just as Father Brahma was always in the state of self-sovereignty and had claimed the rights of self-rule, those who follow Father Brahma, who in their sanskaras and thoughts claim the birthright of self-sovereignty, such self-sovereigns will rule the kingdom with him. The number one regular and punctual godly students will be studying with him over there. Because Brahma Baba is the number one godly student, those who swing in the swing of super senses joys here and who always swing with the Father here will always swing in the swing over there. Whoever dances in the happiness of many achievements here will be dancing with him over there. Those who are always close to the Father in virtues and sanskaras and who experience all relationships with the Father will be in close relationship within the royal family. In the future, you will become kings and emperors. The foundation of becoming Lakshmi and Narayan, the first who claim the kingdom of the world empire, is that in every aspect and subject during the confluence age, they follow the Father fully. If there is any deficiency in following in even one subject, they cannot claim the right to the first throne. In order to claim the first throne and the first crown, they must follow both Bap and Dada in everything. In every aspect, in every sanskara, and in every thought, follow the Father. It is on this basis that your number is determined. There will be a difference between Lakshmi and Narayan the second and Lakshmi and Narayan the eighth, and that will be the difference in the extent to which they followed. Those who become heirs here will come into the royal family in the golden age. Such effort must be made now that in future they win the throne of their mother and father and become worthy of the throne. You come here to listen to the story of becoming true Narayan, by which you change from an ordinary human into Narayan. Together with Narayan would be Lakshmi. Together with Lakshmi and Narayan would definitely be their kingdom. The story for becoming Lakshmi is not separate. In fact, you become Lakshmi at the same time as Narayan. Lakshmi sometimes becomes Narayan and Narayan sometimes becomes Lakshmi. Now, you have to experiment with the machinery of your setting so that the setting takes place very quickly. According to your plan for the golden world, your world of happiness, everyone's seat has to be set. You have to set your subjects and your subjects have to set their subjects. The king and queen are getting set. There are also the royal family, the wealthy families, the ordinary subjects, the maids and servants. There is so much setting to do. Now the machinery for setting must be accelerated. This means you must become a fast effort maker. There are 8 thrones of the world emperors of the golden age. But the level of complete happiness in the world of the first world emperor will be different from the level of happiness and perfection in the world of the 8th. Therefore, you must make effort to become the first. If time moves with great speed and you remain slow, then instead of reaching the golden aged destination, you will have to go into the silver age. As time is moving fast, you must move fast also. Time is passing and time will wait for no one. The days of moving slowly are over. The days of running fast are also gone. These are the days for taking a jump. If you feel yourself to be lacking in anything, you must bring about transformation immediately. This is called a jump. For this, you need faith and courage. The results are not yet out, so you must aim to achieve a high status in the future. As in the game of musical chairs, the whistle will blow at the end. With the last whistle blow, you come to know who is the victor. Other than the first number, no other places are fixed. 2 are fixed and there is a margin for the third. In the first number, there will be 1, but in the first division, there will be many. There will be as many positions in the royal family as there are kings and queens who are worthy of thrones. They will have as much status and regard according to them as Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, always have the aim of being in the first division. To come into the first royal family is as if you have become Lakshmi and Narayan. So, make effort. You still have a chance. End of this section. We now begin the section called birth. In the golden age, the deities take birth through the power of yoga. The deities are praised as being complete with all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete, perfectly wiseless. The whole world is wiseless. Children will certainly be born, but it will not be through vice. Therefore, there must be some other method. Here, people are completely vicious, and there they are completely wiseless. As are the king and queen, so are the subjects. There will definitely be laws concerning the age at which one gives birth to children. everything takes place in a regular and ordered way. It is not that some will have children at the age of 15 to 20, as occurs here. No. Over there, the lifespan will be 150. Indeed, they will have children in the fullness of their youth, slightly before half of their lifetime. At that time, they will have a son. Lifespans are long over there. One son will be born and later a daughter. This will be the law. A son will always come first. First male, then female. There will be a difference of 9 to 10 years between them. When there is victory, the birth of Prince Sri Krishna will take place. At the time of birth, his mother will receive a vision of the four-armed Vishnu. There will be brilliant light all around. In his hands, you will see a jeweled flute because he is a prince. But there will be nothing of knowledge there. The name of Krishna is greatly praised, but his father's name is not praised as much. He will definitely be a king because Krishna must have taken birth to a king. But that king's birth was impure, and this is why his name is not so famous. At the time of the birth of Sri Krishna, there will still be a few impure people alive. Only when all of the impure people have died, will Sri Krishna sit on the throne. He will take over his kingdom, and then his era will begin. Heaven does not rise out of the ocean. They show in the legends that after the great flood, Sri Krishna arrives, floating on the ocean on the leaf of a peepal tree, sucking his big toe. If that were truly the case, how could Krishna alone come and populate the world? At least two would be needed. A female is needed also. However, it isn't like that. Legend says that Krishna took birth in a jail as the eighth child, but that is also incorrect. The land of Kans, the devil, did not exist at that time. In the golden age, it does not happen that someone's husband or son dies. There is no such thing as untimely death. With great happiness, the soul leaves one body and enters a womb. The actual birth involves no pain at all. In the palace of the womb, there is happiness upon happiness, whereas here the womb is a jail. Anyone who steals or commits any other crime is jailed by the present-day government. There, neither type of jail exists. No one commits any crime. In heaven, no one gives any trouble to anyone. Children also do not cause trouble. They are very sweet. End of this section. We begin the new section called Lifespan. Because people take birth through the power of yoga, the lifespan in the golden age is very long. This is the reason why the deities are called immortal. At the right time, the soul leaves one costume and takes another. When it is the right time, the person has a vision. Now I have to take off this old costume and put on a new one. I must go to the womb. The soul automatically sheds one body and enters that of a fetus. There, the womb is not a jail, but is called a palace. There is no sin for which anyone would have to suffer any punishment. They lie comfortably in the palace of the womb. There is no question of any sorrow, nor is any unclean food eaten through which the child would become sick. All the people are of the Sun dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. All are pure, and this is why they have a long life span. The world is new. Everything is new. Here, people's average age is 35 to 40. There are some people who reach the age of 100. Over there, the average age is 125 to 150 years. At this time, your lifespan becomes the same as that of the Kalpa tree. You lead a full life. This is why there can be no untimely death. End of this section. We start the next section called Study. Study over there will be a game. They will study whilst playing. They will learn politics and administration. They will study administration, but the main study will be drawing. Everyone, old and young, will be an artist. There will be music, art and games. Your study consists of playing and music, the art of singing. There, history takes the form of songs and poetry. It will not be boring. You will dance and perform plays, but there will be no cinemas. The plays will be comedies and very entertaining, and there will be many theaters. Those who are to be princes and princesses in the Golden Age will have very royal colleges. In college, you will learn language which will be very pure Hindi. End of this section. We begin the next section called Marriage. The marriage of deities will be very splendid, but it will not be in their intellects to go on a honeymoon so as to indulge in vices. There, everyone will be like flowers. Those who become pure like flowers here are the ones who will become emperors and empresses there. The sanskaras of being viceless will persist for many births. No name or trace of Maya will exist in heaven. Sri Radhe and Sri Krishna are the crown prince and princess of separate kingdoms. They are not brother and sister. They have their own separate kingdoms. Radhe has her own kingdom and Krishna is the crown prince of his kingdom. When they are married, they become Lakshmi and Narayan. No history of the childhood of Lakshmi and Narayan is recorded, but they show the history of the childhood of Radhe and Krishna. They were the prince and princess, so they were not rulers. After their marriage, they became Lakshmi and Narayan. Then their kingdom began. Krishna passed all the tests fully. His symbol is the full moon. He was the first prince of the Golden Age. His line continues for 8 generations. As a child, he is called Mohan, which means Sri Krishna. Just like the Prince of Wales, the first throne belongs to the Prince of Indraprastha. From a prince, he then becomes king. Then his name is no longer praised as Krishna, but as emperor. End of this section. We now begin the next section called Nature. In the Golden Age, the 5 elements of nature are the instruments of happiness for the deities. All cooking will be done by solar power. The breeze will be a natural fan for you and will become an instrument for your entertainment. The wind will blow, the trees will sway, and the branches and twigs will move. Through this movement, there will automatically be natural music playing. Over there, fans will not be used in the heat, but nature itself will fan you. The creation, as your child, will play a variety of music for its world parents by moving its leaves. The rustle of the leaves from swaying trees will make different kinds of natural music. It will be neither too hot nor too cold in heaven. The weather will always be like spring. The elements will remain in order. The sky will be free for everyone's pleasure. The sky will be your territory for flying your planes. The airways will be accident-free. Even the aeroplane of an 8-year-old child will not fall down. The water will perform the task of creating fragrance. Because of the herbs, the Ganges water is purer than any other water. The fragrance of herbs that the water brings with it will provide natural fragrance. Here, milk gives energy. In the same way, that water is filled with energy and is clean. This is why they say that there are rivers of milk in heaven. Like the Ganges water of today, the water for bathing is given great importance due to the elements of minerals and herbs coming with it from the mountains. There are no bacteria in it. This is why it is considered pure. In the same way, on the mountains, there are such fragrant herbs that the water coming from there contains natural fragrance. There is no need for anything artificial. In the Golden Age, all the rivers will be so clean and pure that the Ganges will not be called the purifier of the impure. Indeed, in the other rivers, there will be no pollution. In the Golden Age, it is not the law to make anything impure. Over there, everything remains pure. The earth will give very high quality fruit. Whatever taste you desire, the fruit with that particular taste will appear in front of you. There will be no salt or sugar. Just as food can be made a little sour by adding tomato, which is naturally sour, in the same way, whatever taste you desire, the requisite fruit will be there. Just add the juice of that fruit and that taste will be created. The earth will serve you by giving you the highest type of fruit and grain. Just as here you create a variety of tastes using salt, sugar and spices, in the same way, there you will have a variety of natural fruits to create those tastes. These natural fruits will provide you with a variety of tastes. There will be no sugar mills, but there will be sugar fruits. Whatever taste you want, you will be able to create it with natural fruits. You will not make curries from green vegetables, but from fruits and flowers. There will be fruits with natural juice, separate for eating and drinking. You will not have to make any effort to juice them. Each and every fruit will be so full that it will be as if you are drinking coconut water. You will pick up a fruit, press it slightly, and the juice will emerge. Whatever you call natural scenery will be naturally visible. The mountains will not be so steep. There will be natural beauty of various forms in the mountains. Some will be in the form of birds, some in the form of flowers. There will be natural structure of this type. In this way, the five elements of nature will serve you. Just as these days, they make artificial sound, in heaven the birds' voices will become the variety of musical instruments. Like living toys, they will show you many varieties of displays. These days, people have learned how to produce talking toys of many forms. Over there also, the birds will entertain you at your signal with many varieties of beautiful voices and displays. Heaven will be very entertaining. Just as in present-day Mysore, many come to see the beauty, there will be beauty in heaven. There will be very pleasant winds and waterfalls. In heaven, the music will not play to wake you up at Amrit Vela, but there will be sweet music of bird songs to awaken you. The time that you wake up in the morning will be early, but you will not feel tired. The time of waking of the living deities is the time that the devotees awaken their images to worship them in the early morning. On the path of devotion, importance is given to the hour of nectar. You will wake up early in the morning, but at all times you will feel as if you are already awake. You will never have to do any hard work. Neither will there be hard work nor intellectual work, nor will you have any burden. Because of this, being asleep or awake will be the same thing. In the golden age, no one will get up at Amrit Vela to meditate because they will already have achieved the powers of yoga. It will be as when you study only for the duration of your course of study and until you have passed all the exams. Over there, the rivers will be full of water and there will be plenty of grain. Here, they have to construct huge dams and canals because the population keeps growing so much. This will not happen there. From the beginning, there will be 900,000 to a million people and no other lands. You will not need to go anywhere. The weather will always be spring-like and the elements will never give you any trouble, but will always remain in order. It will be heaven and therefore you will be the masters over matter. There will be very beautiful trees in heaven. There will be gardens and forests full of useful material because you will need wood. But everything will be fruitful. The animals and birds will live in the forests to add their beauty to them. They will not create any dirt. The earth will be completely pure and therefore everything in it will also be completely pure. In the golden age, everything will give happiness. There will be no typhoons or hot winds. At present, all the elements have become your enemies and this is why there are earthquakes and hurricanes. But once the old world has been destroyed through natural calamities, the new world will come. There will be very few people. All will be naturally beautiful. There will be no need for any perfume or incense. Each person will have his own first-class garden with first-class flowers and first-class trees. Nothing will ever give any trouble. There will be a great deal of treasure in heaven. All the mines of diamonds and gems will be full. Here, because the earth is depleted, it no longer has any power. There is a difference of day and night between the flowers and fruits in heaven and the flowers and fruits here. No matter what seeds, etc., you bring here from America, the plants do not produce the taste. There, the earth will be so fertile that no one will have to make any effort. Matter will be pure, and so everything will be pure. In heaven, everything will be plentiful. 80 or 90 years ago, grain cost between 10 and 12 annas for a sackful. Just imagine how cheap it was prior to that. Grain is very cheap and good in the golden age. Now the earth has become barren, therefore the grain does not grow fully. Over there, the whole earth is fertile. The entire planet and the whole ocean belong to you. There are no partitions. You eat completely pure food. The people are called Vaishnavs, the descendants of Vishnu. They are pure. The golden age will be called the pure world. The luxuries of heaven cannot be found here. Deities eat very little. They have no greed at all. 36 varieties of food are prepared, but they eat very little. In the golden age, there will not be such vast forests, nor will there be so many mountains. Just as they make small models of heaven, so also in reality, heaven will be small. All the vast expanse of earth that you see today will then be beneath the ocean. The ocean will swallow it up. The elements will merge into their own elements. Earth will merge into earth. The world will be completely pure. Matter will be completely pure, and therefore there will be natural beauty. In the golden age, the birds, etc., will be of first-class beauty. As are the human beings, so will be their surroundings. This is why everything will be very beautiful. The fruit will be tasty, large, and sweet. The golden age is first class, and everything you receive will be first class. Bharat becomes a golden sparrow. There will be no garbage there. The cows will be first class, but Krishna will not look after any of them. Milk will come to him by helicopter. No animals will be kept inside the homes. The law says that in the golden age, there cannot be any animals capable of giving sorrow. The animals also give happiness to each other. This is why it is said that the lion and the lamb drink water together. There is absolutely no sorrow there. Everything blossoms there. There are no thorns. The whole place is a garden. They do not make bonfires because the wood would create smoke which would give sorrow. End of section. Now we begin a new section called Signs and Palaces. All the instruments of science have been invented over the last 100 years. All these technologies will continue to be refined so that they can be used in the golden age. Just imagine how much time it takes to build palaces there. Golden palaces are constructed instantly. Science will be extremely useful in the golden age. At present, your intellect is becoming divine. Consequently, it will not take much time to construct everything over there. Just as they have clay bricks here, the bricks there will be of gold. It is called the golden age. Here the gold coins are very valuable. There they have no value. Science is a miracle of the intellect which enables them to create inventions. They make aeroplanes, etc., to give happiness. These arts of giving happiness remain in the land of Bharat, but the art of giving sorrow, of killing and destroying, etc., will disappear. The wisdom of science continues. Lighting in the golden age will be such that no one will be able to see the source of the light. From now, all these preparations are being made. With new inventions, they continually create new objects. The helicopters will be foolproof there. The children will be very pure and with such shrewd intellects that they will easily be able to fly helicopters and take them anywhere they want. There will be no necessity for trains in heaven. Those things are only created when there is a large population. Now you have to come and go by train. In your palaces, you will have many kinds of planes. You will not need to wait for a driver. Even at a very young age, you will be able to fly them. Small children also will just press the button and fly off. There will never be any accidents. The architects of the world will give the order, and the planes and palaces will become ready immediately, and heaven will be ready. Now you must be ready. In heaven, everyone's palace is decorated with many colored lights. Just as here they use many mirrors to make one object visible multiple times, in the same way, there the jewels will be such that the scenes above, instead of being seen once, will be multiplied many times. There will be lights of gold and lights of diamond. The sparkling of both colors will merge, and the palace will appear illuminated. The rays of the sun will touch the diamonds and the gold, which will sparkle in such a way that it will appear as if a thousand lights are burning. There will be no necessity for wiring. In the royal families of today, you see the brilliance of electricity and designs of many forms of lights. Over there, because they use real diamonds, one lamp does the work of many candles. You will not have to make such effort. Everything will be natural. Each diamond will give off so much light. It will be a wonderful light. In your palaces, there will always be diamonds of 9 colors, which create light of an extraordinary blend of colors. Each palace will be decorated with gold, silver, diamonds, and other gems. The roofs will be encrusted with diamonds, as will the walls. Bharat will be called the world like a diamond. It will not take time to create this new world. Here, if an earthquake occurs, the area is rebuilt in 2 or 3 months. According to the availability of equipment, the houses, etc., are rebuilt quickly. You can put up a building in 1 month. If there are a lot of builders and the material is available, it doesn't take much time to rebuild. In foreign countries, they make prefabricated houses by automation. In heaven, they build very quickly. There will be an abundance of gold and silver, etc. They will obtain gold, silver, and diamonds from the mines. According to the laws, the 5 elements will be available at your service. There will be no calamities. Here, palaces are built with many stories. In the golden age, there will not be even 2 stories. They build them here because the land is insufficient and the price of land is expensive. In the golden age, each subject will have as much land as the village of Abu. The palaces of the deities will be very big. There will be nothing to fear. The golden age is called the physical Shivalaya, temple of Shiva, because it is established by Shiva. Everything will be new. There will be limitless gold, which can easily be extracted from the mines to construct all these buildings. Everything is built of gold over there. Palaces will be made with bricks of gold. There will be no imitations. Everything will be real. All artificial products will have been swallowed up by the earth during the destruction. Who will cut all the diamonds that will be encrusted in all these palaces? The diamond cutters here in Bharat are experts, and they will become more and more developed. They will carry their expertise with them and become the workers over there. They will place very good, absolutely refined, real diamonds in the crowns, etc. None of those houses will be built from the gold you find here today, but everything will be new. In the new world, all things will be first class. End of section. Now we begin a new section called Administration of the Kingdom. In the Golden Age, it will be the dynasty of Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. Just as in Christendom, there is Edward the First, Edward the Second, and Third, in the same way, in the Golden Age, there will be Lakshmi and Narayan the First, Second, Third, and up to a dynasty of eight. Everyone acts in accordance with the decree of one king in the Golden Age. The rulers have total power and therefore have no need for ministers. Each one has their own kingdom, and there will be small subsidiary kingdoms there also. There will be no necessity for any ministers or personal secretaries, because deities do not need any advice from anyone. Only when they become impure in the Copper Age do they need advisors. There, the court is very big. All the kings meet each other, but it is not called the gathering of men because it is the court of the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Occasionally, the wealthy subjects are invited. In the Golden Age, music will constantly be playing in your palaces. There can be nothing of any sorrow there. Outside the doors of the king's palaces, musicians are constantly playing. The kings have a lot of splendor. The royal family does not need to earn any money. The subjects will do the earning, but there will be differences between them. Some subjects will be wealthy, some will be ordinary, but none will be poor. There will be business people in the shops, but no account books. On the basis of give and take between families, they will give something and take something. Within the family, the discipline will be that if someone has more goods, he will distribute them between the others, not on the basis of the account of give and take. In order to make everything work well, some will have one duty and some will have another. Just as here in Madhuban, some are responsible for the clothes and some for the grain. No one gives any money, but there is someone in charge. It will be the same over there. There will be plenty of everything, so it will always be available. Whatever you want, however much you want, you can take it. This system is simply an instrument to keep everyone busy, but it is like playing a game. Nobody looks at anyone's accounts. The Golden Age means to eat, drink, and be merry. You will be ignorant of the word desire. Wherever there are desires, it means there are accounts to be maintained. There is fluctuation because of desires. There are no desires and nothing lacking. All attainments are there. Everyone is complete. What more do you need? It shouldn't be that just because you like something, you take more of it. Everyone is fulfilled. All hearts are full. Matter serves everyone. Everything is so plentiful that it could never get used up. You just keep looking at it. There will be symbols on the currency, but not like those of today. The form and style will be transformed. The design will be very good. It will be used for give and take, just in namesake. Overall, it will be a family system. The consciousness will not be of businessmen and customers. There will not be the attitude of being masters, but just of exchange with one another. Something will be given and something will be taken. No one will be lacking anything. Even the subjects will not lack anything. The subjects will have more than multi-million-fold for their own livelihood. And so the concept of master and customer will not exist. It will be a loving give and take. There will be no pressure of keeping accounts. There will be no registers. The maids and servants of the kings will receive a lot of happiness. They will live with the kings and will eat the same food as the kings and queens. But they will be called maids and servants. The maids are also number wise. Some will be decorating the ruler, some will look after the children, some will be sweeping the floor. There are so many servants of the kings here, so you can understand how many there will be in heaven. Everyone has their own area of responsibility. Among the maids and servants, there will be seniors and juniors, and they will live in separate quarters, which will not be as highly decorated as the palaces of the king and queen. The Moon Dynasty did not gain their kingdom by conquering the deities of the Sun Dynasty in the Golden Age. When the Moon Dynasty kings come, it is because the king and queen of the Sun Dynasty place them on the throne and give them the tilak of the fortune of the kingdom. They wash their feet and give them the tilak of sovereignty. They receive the title of King Rama and Queen Sita. Who gave them that title? It will be said that the Sun Dynasty transferred it, saying, "Now it is your turn to rule." After the Sun Dynasty, the kingdom is given to Rama of the Moon Dynasty. When the king steps down, the entire dynasty steps down. This includes the king, the queen, and the entire population. The Sun Dynasty lasts for 1,250 years, after which comes the Moon Dynasty. At the time of the kingdom of the Moon Dynasty, the kingdom of the Sun Dynasty will have passed. It will have been transferred and received by the Moon Dynasty, which is then later received by the Merchant Dynasty. End of this section. Now we begin a new section called Population and Era of the Golden Age. In the Golden Age, the population is very small. At the end of the Iron Age, there are 5 to 6 billion people, and at the beginning of the Golden Age, only 900,000. Later, the population grows slowly. The rosary of 16,108 is praised. It is a large rosary indicating that by the end of the Silver Age, there will be 16,108 princes and princesses. Not all of them will come at the beginning. Initially, there will be few, and then the number will grow later. It is sung that there are 330 million deities, but that many cannot be in the Golden Age and Silver Age. Rather, that represents the population of the entire dynasty of deities in the whole of Bharat. When Sri Lakshmi and Narayan ruled here in Bharat, there must have been a system of dating. Their dates represent the dates of heaven. The dates of Lakshmi and Narayan began 5,000 years ago. You can say minus 40 or 50 years. The dates of Rama and Sita begin 3,750 years ago. After their dynasty has passed, the date of Vikram begins 500 BC. The dates given for King Vikram are also incorrect. Some years are missing from them. They have started his dates from 2000 years ago, but it should be 2500 years. The Golden Age and Silver Ages have been described as a pillar free from sorrow, because there is no sorrow there. Here in this world, there is nothing free from sorrow. End of this section, and also end of chapter 5. Om Shanti. There is a footnote at the end of the book which says, remember, the results are not yet out, so you must aim to achieve a high status in the future. As in the game of musical chairs, the whistle will blow at the end. With the last whistle blow, you come to know who is the victor. There will be as many positions in the royal family as there are kings and queens who are worthy of thrones. They will have as much status and regard accorded to them as Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, always have the aim of being in the first division. To come into the first royal family is as if you become Lakshmi and Narayan. So, make effort. You still have a chance. This is the end of the book Visions of the Future, completed on page number 73.